This is Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. The Texas Republican Party Convention officially starts today, though delegates and party officials have already been at work this week getting things ready. Here is KUT senior editor Ben Philpott with a preview of the convention. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
So, Ben, what is the Texas Republican Party Convention about?
Yeah, so party conventions, and specifically this Republican Party Convention here, they are gigantic pep rallies. The point is to make sure that all of those activists, those grassroots people, that base of the party is excited and ready to go out and push forward those candidates in the fall.
All right. So, Ben, how does the party get those activists and delegates excited when historically, and polls seem to be indicating again this year, some of these races, many of the races, especially statewide, just aren't that tight? I mean, this is still a deep red state. There's not a lot of uncertainty in some of these. So how do they get the party faithful excited?
Right. How do you keep the fans in the stands when your team's up by five touchdowns?
Yeah.
So you remind people of what could happen if the other party does take control. So it's true that in Texas currently, Democrats don't have the power to limit gun access or to increase abortion access across the state. But you go to these conventions, you'll hear speech after speech after speech saying, if we don't come out and vote in November, if you don't keep this state red, your gun rights will be taken away.
So it's as much of a don't forget to vote, a get out the vote effort, as excitement about particular candidates or races.
It's projecting what the dystopian Texas would be if Republicans, again, for this context, what if Republicans do not remain in power.
Right. So in addition to the kind of speeches that you're just describing, what is the official party business that's actually done at the convention?
Well, they're going to elect their party chairperson. The current chairperson is going to run again. He does have a challenger. So that will always be interesting because that often comes down to little factions within the party, you know, what they want to see moving forward in the party.
Are there factions in the Republican Party in Texas right now? Because we've seen things such as in the last legislative session, House Speaker Joe Strauss sort of going down one path, other Republicans sort of going down another path. What's the state of the party right now?
You know, the state of the party, you could say very easily, is strong because, again, they are in control of all levers of government. And there is a pretty strong assumption that that will remain the same even in even after the election in November. But there, you know, Speaker Strauss was labeled by some in the Republican Party as not even a Republican. He was censured by the Republican Executive Committee for blocking key legislation, key Republican priorities in the last legislative session. He has gone out with some other more traditional, I guess you could say, Republicans to fund candidates that they believe are upholding those ideals. They are in direct competition with groups like Empower Texans, who are supporting kind of the more Tea Party type candidates, who are supporting candidates that are very on board with whatever President Trump says. You know, so there are some clashes. There were clashes in the Republican primary over those two different groups, and we'll see kind of how that carries over into the convention.
So, Ben, we were several minutes into this discussion before you said President Trump, and I was curious when his name might come up. I'm interested to hear, he's not going to be attending the convention, but what role he and his presidency play in sort of the Republican Party business of Texas. Are they distancing themselves from the president? Are they embracing President Trump and his policies? What kind of presence will he have at this convention?
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what kind of presence. I mean, you'll have individual delegates who certainly may have Make America Great Again hats on or T-shirts or other stuff like that. But what is the official line, right? So what do people say when they are up on that podium speaking to the entire delegation? You know, that will be interesting to see. 2 years ago at the Republican Party convention, you know, our reporter Ashley Lopez was there, and Ted Cruz was the big person at that convention, even though he had just lost, you know, kind of officially been knocked out of the race by nominee Trump, then nominee Trump. But there were still a lot of people that were very upset about that from Ashley's reporting, you know, that really wanted it to be Ted Cruz, didn't know if they liked nominee Trump very much at all, felt like that could be a disaster for the fall in the fall for the party. Of course, nominee Trump did win.
So given what you said about what happens over the couple of days of the official convention, what are you going to be watching for while you're there?
Well, I do want to see, you know, what kind of response there is to President Trump this time around. Again, kind of a chilly response to candidate Trump 2 years ago. We'll see if the party is more fully embraced the president this time around. I would guess yes, but we'll see what kind of official language comes out, official speeches, you know, what they have to say about the president. And then, yeah, you know, it's kind of a cliched story, the idea of the split, the civil war within one political party or another. But it will be interesting to see what kind of presence or what kind of fight there is between the more conservative members of the Republican Party and, you know, the ones that were more aligned with Speaker Strauss and some of the more traditional George W. Bush type Republicans.
KUT senior editor Ben Philpott heading to San Antonio for the Texas Republican Party convention, officially getting underway today. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
You can keep up with coverage of the convention and more news at KUT.org.